love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I've had several conversations in the last couple days, including today, and the subject of health came up. And obviously, basically everybody I know, people younger than me and a few older than me, most everybody I know is in much worse health than I am. There are two people that I know of that seem to be in good shape. One guy's in his 80s, one guy just turned 90 in December, and I meet them at the farmer's market for silver. You might understand why they're in such good shape. And of course, there's the couple that I meet there that have been married for 64 years, and they're also, they don't move around very quickly, but they seem to be in good shape, and of course, they laugh a lot. And then I look at myself, and so many of the problems I had, the skin issues, I remember lower back pain, I remember, pains in my legs and whatnot, they're all gone and without medical care. So I think about myself, I think about the people that I know, and most every one of them will not do what I do in order to take care of myself. They simply, oh yeah, it's a good idea, but I won't do it. And I wonder about my own family. Because, I would like to encourage you on these things, encourage my kids, prepare them to live a healthy life rather than a medicated life. I want to be there for my wife in good times and bad, health-wise, and be there for her. And of course, encourage everybody, again, the changes I've made. I thought about it. Most people, when you get to my age and older, they end up driving to Walmart and getting in one of these motorized vehicles to move around the store. I walk 10 miles to go to the health food store, and I'm fine. So there's a difference. Loving my family includes taking care of their health and being there when things aren't right. But the wall has been put up between my family and me. It needs to be lowered. Dorothy Jane, I'm seriously in love with you.